State of Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Donald Breland, Ph.D., Director. The Banner. The Banner of Victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. May 1965, Number 4. Pencil sketch of a man and woman, graduate, in their caps and gowns, facing each other. 13 seniors prepare for cap and gown. Preparation for graduation is in order for the following members of the class of 1965. Dennis Irvin Ayers, Joseph Michael Boldry, Susan Ann Brewitt, Martha Lou Farley, Patricia Ann Giles, Aline Gay Hyken, Dorothy Marie Kohling, Richard Lee Meyer, Linda Louise Melosi, Lemuel Wilburn Phipps, Daryl Lee Roberts, Sally Steiger, Ronald Lee Terhark. Ceremonies are scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon on May 29th. The invocation will be given by Reverend John Henschke, and the principal speaker will be Raymond M. Dickinson of the Department of Children and Family Services. The Girls' Glee Club, directed by Mrs. Armita Zell, will present 3 selections. Our string ensemble will present 2 selections, directed by Mr. Willard Sittler. Senior Class History. As we reminisce, we find that Pat Giles, Ronnie Terhark, and Susan Brewitt are the only remaining charter members of the senior class. They came in as kindergartners and were joined in the second grade by Lemuel Phipps and Aline Hyken. Richard Meyer joined the class in the eighth grade with Martha Farley, Sally Steiger, Dorothy Kohling, and Daryl Roberts coming in the ninth grade. Dennis Ayers and Mike Boldry joined the class as sophomores. In their junior year, Sally Steiger, Rita Cunningham, and Robert Massa left the class for other schools. Sally returned as a senior, and Linda Melosi also joined the class at this time. And now, the Lucky 13, the class of 1965, takes its place in the history of the Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School. Musicians at Millikan. On March 13, 1965, members of the school orchestra departed for state music contests at Millikan University at Decatur. There, under the direction of Mr. Willard Sittler, the students won 9 superior or first place ratings. First place awards went to Richard Howe, Bruce McDonald, Mike Lewis, Kenneth Shad, and Joe DeCourcy of the string quintet. Richard Howe also scored first place on the bass horn. Gerald Spinner and Jim Rhodes gained superior rating with a trumpet duet. Later, they were awarded second place medals in trumpet solos. Dennis Blomquist completed the tour with a saxophone solo for his blue medal. The boys hope to return next year for even greater victories. To the students. I would like to thank all of the students who have supported the Student Council throughout this past year. It has been my pleasure to serve as president of your Student Council. Ron Terhark. The Banner. Editor-in-Chief, Michael Boldry. Assistant Editor, Patricia Giles. feature reporters Ron Terhark, Richard Meyer, Daryl Roberts, Dorothy Kohling. Sports News, Lemuel Phipps. Grade School News, Aline Hyken, Sally Steiger. Editorials. A Senior Reminisces. As a senior glances back at her four high school years, she finds she has mixed feelings about the events that have taken place. This writer feels that much has been gained through these years in schoolwork and activities. A definite belief has been established that the value of gaining this experience and knowledge will never be lost. I will often recall the comical situations that so often presented themselves, the problems that were forever being encountered, seemingly never having enough money to spend, the proms, banquets, steak fries, picnics, Pepsi gab fests with the girls every night, senior skip day, etc. The writer has just a few words of wisdom to say to lower classmen. She advises that each person take high school seriously, participate in activities, and don't forget to play a little. In closing, I would like to thank everyone for the help they have given me, even if I did sometimes disregard the advice, think people were wrong, or complain about the rules. Pat Giles. Roving Reporter. Our question for this month is, if any trip of any distance were possible, where would you like to go on your senior skip day? Here are some answers. Mike Lewis. I would like to go to Liverpool, England, to visit the Beatles. Diane Atkinson. I would like to go to either New York to see the UN building or to Washington, D.C. Norman Cottrell. I would like to go to Mexico. Jeff Nadel. I think I would like to go to Hawaii. Patsy Davison. I would like to go to Australia because I think it would be interesting. Athlete's Feats by Lem and Mike. Little League Review. Little League wrestling took over the scene right after regular wrestling season. The coaches, all varsity wrestlers, worked hard to produce rugged squads. The team's standings after the season are as follows. Raiders, 7 wins, 1 loss. Improvers, 5 wins, 3 losses. Panthers, 4 wins, 4 losses. Challengers, 2 wins, 6 losses. Commandos, 2 wins, 6 losses. Each of the 25 boys in the league worked hard for their team. Some of the best records are as follows. Russell Seigen, R. 8 wins, 0 losses. Bill Mitchell, CH. 7 wins, 0 losses. Bill Smith, R. 7 wins, 1 loss. Rick Parrish, R. 7 wins, 1 loss. Sports Review. The Warriors had a good season this year in track. They won 3 and only lost 1 track meet. They also won a second-place trophy in the conference track meet. During the winter months, the Warriors turned to wrestling. The conference wrestling tournament was held on the IBSSS Battleground. Illinois' James Crockett and Lemuel Phipps won places in the big tournament. James won first at 127 pounds and Lemuel second at 133. Mystery Locale. A place for work and pleasure. I'm not a place for leisure. If you like me, you will get all wet. Answer. IBSSS Swimming Pool. The Class of 1965. Flower, tea rose. Colors, pink and white. Motto: Work is the meat of life, pleasure the dessert. B.C. Forbes. Dennis Irvin Ayers, Rock Falls. Activities: Track, 1-3. Wrestling, 1. Nickname, Ra. Future plans, factory worker. Joseph Michael Boldry, Newton. Activities: Wrestling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Track, 1, 2, 3, 4. Intramural sports, 1. Class secretary, 2. Special achievements: Wrestling captain, 4. Future plans: Eastern Illinois University. Susan Ann Brewitt, Rock Island. Activities: Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Voice, 3, 4. Piano, 1. Dramatics, 3. Special achievements: Mason Award honorable mention. Future plans: Training at IVHI. Martha Lou Farley, East Peoria. Activities: Braille Club, 1. Piano, 1, 2, 4. Organ, 3, 4. Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Voice, 2, 3, 4. Trumpet, 4. Orchestra, 4. Sextet, 4. Work program, 2. Switchboard, 3-4. Student council, 3. Class president, 4. Class secretary, 2. Class treasurer, 3. Special achievements: Mason Award honorable mention, 3. Mason Award first place, 4. Nickname: Marty. Future plans: Switchboard work. Patricia Ann Giles, Chicago. Activities: Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Voice, 1, 2, 3, 4. Dramatics, 1, 2, 3, 4. Student Council, 1, 2, 4. Class President, 2. Class Vice President, 2, 4. Class Secretary, 1, 2, 3. Banner Assistant Editor, 4. Braille Club, 1. Work Program, 3, 4. Switchboard, 4. Special Achievements: Swimming Awards, 2, 3. Council Convention, 2. Favorite saying: Ain't this a shame. Nickname: Pat. Future plans: Medical terminology. Aline Gay Hyken, Collinsville. Activities: Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Voice, 1, 2, 3, 4. Dramatics, 1. Class President, 4. Class Vice President, 4. Class Secretary, 4. Favorite saying: You know that? Nickname: Alan. Future plans: IVHI. Dorothy Marie Kohling, Bradford. Activities: Glee Club, 1, 2, 3, 4. Cheerleader, 2, 3, 4. Class secretary, 3, 4. Swimming awards, 2, 3. Gym awards, 2, 3. Special achievements: DAR Award, 4. Dramatic Pins, 3-4. Proctor, Unit 18, 4. Nickname, Dot. Future Plans, Work with Handicapped People. Richard Lee Meyer, Waverly. Activities, Student Council, 3. Vice President, 3. Work Program, 3-4. Shop Assistant, 3-4. Favorite Saying, How are you doing? Nickname, Dick. Future Plans, Undecided. Linda Louise Melosi, Broadview. Transfer Student from Proviso East High School, 1964. Activities, Glee Club, 4. Favorite Saying, Whippy. Nickname, Melos. Future Plans, Medical Terminology. Lemuel Wilburn Phipps, Chicago. Activities, Boys Glee Club, 3. Wrestling, 1-2-3. Piano, 1. Track, 1-2-3. Orchestra, 1. Student Council, 1-3. Class President, 1. Class Treasurer, 2-3. Saxophone, 1. Intramural Sports, 1. Coach Little League Wrestling, 3. Special Achievements. Wrestling Captain, 1. Wrestling State Finals, 1-2. Sectional Champion, 1. District Champion, 1. NCASB Champion, 1. Nickname, Fats. Future Plans, Southern Illinois University. Daryl Lee Roberts, Danville. Activities, Orchestra, 1. Piano, 3. Dramatics, 1-2-3. Boys Glee Club, 4. Combo, 3-4. Wrestling Manager, 2. Intramural Track, 2. Work Program, 1-2-3-4. Favorite Saying, Yee! Nickname, Rupert Roberts. Future Plans, University of Illinois. Sally Steiger, New Baden. Activities, Glee Club, 1-2-4. Piano, 2-4. Special Achievements, Swimming Certificate, 1. Mason Award Honorable Mention, 4. Nickname, Sal. Future Plans, Training at IVHI. Ronald Lee Terhark, Jacksonville. Activities, Class President, 3. Class Vice President, 2-3. Class Treasurer, 4. Student Council, 2-4. Student Council President, 4. Wrestling, 1-4. Intramural Sports, 1. Dramatics, 4. Work Program, 1-2-4. Nickname, Hark. Future Plans, Eastern Illinois University. Grade School News. On April 25, Mr. Messman's class visited the Channel 20 studios in Springfield. The students found their visit enjoyable and exciting. Miss Ware's class will have a picnic at her house. The day for this event has not been set. The weather will help decide the day. On May 13, Miss Ware's and Mrs. Dietrich's classes will go to visit the TV station. As a science project, Miss Sweeney's class is planting pussy willows. The class is also going to her house for a picnic at noon on May 19th. Mrs. Corey's class published 3 articles in the local paper. The students also enjoyed a trip to Dixon Mounds. The students in Mrs. Corey's class participated in a good grooming contest. First, second, and third prizes were awarded. They also have a new student, Deborah Sue Reed, from Carbondale, Illinois. Miss Whitmer's and Mrs. Holmes's classes are going to view Dixon Mounds and Hager Pottery in Macomb on May 18th. Mrs. Holmes's class is planning an outing for one of the last weeks of the school year. They have also observed a court trial.
Thank you.